This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
London, England. It's your host, Carl Joseph Watson.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Google, Facebook, Twitter, Bezos, the slave master, they have really jumped the shark in a big way, or jumped the Megalodon, as I like to say, by trying to just openly censor conservatives, libertarians, you name it. SPLC's getting sued up one side, down the other by giant, you know, Christian organizations, like the Kennedy Center, great people over there. The Family Research Council, great people. I mean, they want a war. They're getting one, but massive censorship across the board. I'm going to turn the baton over to Paul Joseph Watson to get into censorship and all of the big news. But what about the practice you've been talking about where in these councils, these city councils, the Muslims run it? I mean, they do. It's Muslim gangs. Muslim mafia exists. And they give the children as foster care to other Muslims. Little Christian kids, little five-year-olds, have their crosses taken, are told they're going to hell because they're Christian. You know, they now live in a family with burqas that don't speak English so that the city can pay money. And the mayor's even busted doing it. And even the social workers are saying it's wrong, but they don't care because under political correctness, we've got to give our Christian children to families with burqas.
No, exactly. Now it's come out, Alex, that the parents of this girl begged the council to allow her to stay with her grandmother. So we're hearing even more about this. Remember back a few years ago, there was a UKIP-supporting foster couple, parents, exemplary record in terms of foster parenting of children. They took in, I think it was actually probably a Pakistani child. It was a non-white child anyway. Again, perfect record of being adoptive parents. Because they supported UKIP, which in 2015 was, what, the third biggest party in Britain. Because they supported UKIP, they had those children taken away. So if you support UKIP, if you support one of the major UK political parties, you can't adopt children. But if you're a burqa-wearing, Arabic-speaking, Allah Akbar-chanting Muslim, then they'll just take little five-year-old Christian girls and hand them over, and if you disagree with it, you're Islamophobic.
This is a perversion. The left loves attacking Christians, attacking children. They're all into promoting pedophilia. And this is a great cuckolding to feed our children into the burqa machines, to feed them into the jihad nest, and to heap the welfare and all the free goodies on the Muslims so they can just walk around ruling everyone.
No, I mean, that's why they've aligned with Islam, Alex, because they both support the fundamental concept of overthrowing Western civilization. It's that simple. Over in Sweden, of course, homeschooling is basically illegal, Alex, but unless you're an ISIS jihadist who's returning from Syria to Sweden, then you're allowed to look after children, then you're allowed to homeschool them. So you only get special rights in Sweden if you're actually an ISIS terrorist, because that's politically correct.
And we're not that's kidding. Special rights for the most horribly oppressive pre-Stone Age crazy people that cut women's genitals off, and journalists are getting 6 months suspended sentences for pointing out that Islam aligned with Hitler in World War II.
No, exactly. We had that story as well. We've got somebody who's a friend of mine in Edinburgh who made fun of ISIS, mocked ISIS and was called Islamophobic, is now under investigation. By the way, they've gone quiet since we reported on it, but a lot of these cases don't even get the light of attention. Alex, we've got a case over in Sweden where a court refused to deport a migrant who raped a mentally disabled child because he'd had a hard time in Afghanistan before he got to Sweden. So poor baby, let's be nice to him.
And these are real cases. They do this with a straight face. And the plan is, if they can make us submit to Islam, they can make us submit to anything. And that's your Michael Moore article where he said white people are inherently evil. Get rid of them.
No, exactly. And this is par for the course with Michael Moore, of course. for years he built his reputation on being this man of the people. Now he comes out and just says, oh, all Trump voters are rapists. He actually got up and sit on CNN and suggested that. And now basically they're all deplorables. They're all racist.
You know what? I said I'm getting out of here, but I can't help it. I want to come back with one final comment on Michael Moore. I want to define, and that photo you used is so perfect. He was in person. He looks like the creepiest pervert you've ever seen. I'm not saying he's a child molester. He just looks like one.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For the last 2 years, I've been saying there's an attack on white people in America. If you go out and you say you're a Trump supporter today, you're automatically racist. Why? Because you're white. Right now, the war is the info war. That's the war that we're in right now.
This is the heart of 1776. You white man!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
If you just saw that intro, I don't know the man's name. I want to call him a black man or a white man, just a man's name from out in San Francisco, but I saw a bunch of speeches he gave and videos, and I want that guy to be a commentator with us. Just get on, better speaker than I am, and just boils it all down, saying, look, there are attacks on white people, and it's being directed politically, and it's wrong. Just like if white people were politically directing attacks on black people. It's just Martin Luther King would say it was wrong. I would say it wrong. You're supposed to judge somebody off the character of what they do. That's totally common sense. That's totally libertarian. But they've gone now from saying, oh, Trump caters to racists, to Trump is a racist, and all of his supporters are KKK, are white supremacists. And then I watched the footage of Berkeley, of San Francisco. I mean, chasing down prayer meeting people and beating the hell out of them and spitting in their faces. And then Pelosi in the news, CBS News, people there going, well, they're Nazis, and I'm scared of Nazis, so I want them to be scared. They're not Nazis, you idiot. Now, you're going to make some Nazis with that kind of behavior. It's just incredible, and it freaks you out to know people are this dumbed down. But since we mentioned it, let's put back on screen. We're getting Paul back on Skype. He's back now. It's good I hung around here. Great technology, but sometimes he has hiccups. He's in London, England. Let's punch up Michael Moore in the article that Paul wrote, where he gives this interview and says, I can't wait till white people are the minority. I can't wait for that day to happen. That's inherently saying whites as a group are bad. That's like Hitler saying Jews as a group inherently have bad traits. That is totally tribal, completely racist, and it's Michael Moore that started out on PBS and stuff, and Roger and me going and showing deindustrialization, pre-NAFTA and GATT, and then he totally sold out on NAFTA and GATT and globalism and everything else, and now hates Trump, the blue-collar billionaire, bringing people together, getting awards from the NAACP for hiring and putting, you know, blacks in management and women, you name it, who do a good job. He's just like me. I don't care what color you are. You do a good job. I'll put you in position of whatever. The point is that here he is now. This total race pimp made hundreds of millions of dollars, has six armed bodyguards. Let's put him back on screen. And, boy, he's got a face of somebody you'd like to hire to be your kid's babysitter, wouldn't you? I've seen him in person, just a creepy, evil, like a big fat witch. You know that witch that Bugs Bunny's always fighting with that runs around? But let's forget how he looks. Let's forget how he looks. This is a creepy social engineer that knows he's manipulating society. You know, on Morning Joe and all these shows where they say all Trump supporters are secretly racist, that's telling minorities you can't be pro-America, pro-gun, pro-low taxes, pro-sovereignty, take care of the veterans. No. None of you have any unity. Everybody's fighting with each other, and whites are inherently bad and are the problem in the world. Well, why is everybody trying to get to Europe and the United States and Australia? Because they're Christian countries. And that's the secret. You can take in studies in Africa, an African tribe that's Christian, same genetic background, haven't only been Christian 200 years, next to another tribe, same genetics across the river, and where do the airports get built? Where are the big houses? Where are the medicine? Where is the everything? It's the Christian area. So you can argue different, you know, types of genetics, different groups, whatever, and different propensities of this or that, but certainly are there to certain extents in the average. But it's Christianity. Not the fake glitterbug Christianity, not the name it and claim it Christianity, but folks building hospitals, people going and working hard, treating people like they want to be treated, believing in something bigger, believing in Jesus Christ. And that's why Christianity is under such incredible attack. And it's Christianity that reflowered in the Renaissance and gave open free societies and let you not be Christian if you didn't want to, because real Christianity said it's free will. So we got out of a fake, twisted, false orthodoxy of Christianity in the Dark Ages and got true Christianity that brought us into this whole new world. The problem is the same old evils were there and now have grown out of control. So I want to ask Paul Watson, and give him the balance of the transmission here, I want to ask Paul Watson after we play this clip of where he thinks we are in this battle and where we go and what we do and who he thinks we should sue, because I've got damages from all these groups. But is it Tom Brokaw? Is it these other groups that have refused us service, us, you know, using the SPLC database? What do we do? But here is a clip. Black Lives Matter founder claims Trump is trying to commit Hitler-like genocide. So we've got universities saying we don't want veterans now. Major universities shouldn't be allowed to go. That's the new Antifa demands, and they're shutting down universities, and they're capitulating. Social justice warriors want universities to ban veterans. That's the headline. We've got them taking down Martin Luther King because he was a racist, they're now saying. I'm not kidding because he didn't mention gay people, or because he didn't mention, you know, Malaysians either. It's just crazy. By omission, you're now bad. Total bullying. We've got all this happening, and they're just steamrolling ahead. What do? We certainly don't give in to the intimidation, but they think we're going to. It's crazy. So it's a collective insanity, but here it is. You of Nebraska threatens to call cops, and they come on conservative student at a public event for their own table saying, you're conservative, that's not allowed, you've got to go. That's coming up. But first, Black Lives Matter founder claims Trump is trying to commit Hitler-like genocide as they're all saying, get rid of white people, they're inherently evil. Feminist magazines are saying, kill your white baby because they're racist. So let's play that clip.
We wouldn't, as a movement, take a seat at the table with Trump because we wouldn't have done that with Hitler. Trump is literally the epitome of evil. All the evils of this country, be it racism, capitalism, sexism, homophobia, and he has set out some of the most dangerous policies, not just that impacts this country, but impacts the globe. And so for us, the answer is not to sit with Trump, but to resist him and to resist every single policy that he's implemented that impacts our communities. And I think if I'm thinking about what I want my children to know in 30, 40, 50 years, I want them to know that I resisted a president at all costs, because this president literally tried to kill our communities.
Literally tried to kill your communities by bringing jobs to them. This is a truly sickening person. Black unemployment doubled under Obama, right at doubled. You read the WikiLeaks, they say, we're losing, the people are coming together, what do we do at the DNC? And they say, demographic warfare. That means race warfare. So, and then you just take some arrogant, racist, anti-you-name-it person like her, shovel her up there, hold her up, have the LA Times interview her like she's this oracle of wisdom that's never done anything in her life, but get funded by George Soros, like Linda Sorcerer. We're supposed to bow down to her authoritarian, racist inclinations. What a sick divider. Then I got one more clip, then Paul's taken over. This is, again, and the police came. They were not allowed, students are not allowed to have free speech. And again, people at Berkeley being beat up just for being in a prayer meeting. Everyone is to be attacked. And then you got all these white allies who are the most vicious, who want to attack whites to show they understand the inherent evil of white people. Here it is.
When you make a statement, what is big government? And it sucks. Okay. Right? Does it suck?
I'm going to have to ask you guys to move this to the free speech zone, or we'll have to have you and LPD remove you. It's completely up to you.
Isn't this a public university?
Not with propaganda. You can free speech all you want, but you cannot hand out propaganda.
But isn't this a public university?
It is. This is a reservable area that requires a reservation. I've asked you once. If I have to ask you again, I'm going to have to call you an LPD. It's up to you. Free speech zone is over here on the other side of the Memorial Plaza signs.
What is she doing that violates free speech?
This is a reservable space that requires a reservation, that we don't have one.
But I'm not inside. I'm on the public property.
It's everywhere.
So the Constitution doesn't hold.
From the two signs, okay? So if you're on the other side of the two signs, you've got free speech zone specifically over here between the sign.
Is this a public university?
In Canfield, yes it is.
So then, why can't I
see? The only reason you can't be inside, like in the bathroom, it's this. That's particular part is a reservable part, but over there is free.
He is correct. Free speech, yes, public university, reservable space. Free speech zone.
Yes,
you guys can be over there. That is free speech. Here, because now you've got propaganda, you've also got a table reservation that requires.
See, it's propaganda because it had mild statements about free speech. Paul, we're going to skip both network breaks so you get your time back here. Last 6-8 minutes where I've been taking over while you've been getting your Skype reconnected. What do you make of these people? They're just openly authoritarian now. The censorship's all quadrupled. It's total race war narrative. We know it's in the WikiLeaks. That's their plan. Good God, where is this going?
Well, I mean, it's mass hysteria, Alex. That's what's been legitimized. And what happens with mass hysteria, and top professors have come out and said this, is that it leads to, ironically, right-wing authoritarianism. So while they wail and gnash their teeth about Trump being a fascist, their very actions will bring into being actual fascism, because the people will revolt against this. They will freak out about this hysteria, and they will vote in actual right-wing authoritarianism. So they're going mental about it now. They'll actually get it in reality simply as a consequence of their mass hysteria and how it's been legitimized by the media.
And some people think that's some super secret plan. It's not. I know some of the highest levels of this. They're like insane mental patients, even at the top, who really want to conquer reality and conquer the family and conquer Christians. Why is it at its heart, I know you agree because it's true, this obsession with destroying Christianity by taking it over, by watering it down, by twisting it, turning it into Joel Osteen? I mean, what is going on here?
Well, I mean, it's the essence of postmodernism, Alex, is to not only change the system, to completely eviscerate and destroy everything that went before. And this came out of the French philosophers, it came out of the cultural Marxists. Now it's taking root in universities. Now the media, having embraced and endorsed Antifa, is legitimizing it. So now they're coming out in the open. Before it was, oh, we're just for LGBT rights, we're for minority rights. No, they don't care about that. Okay, since Black Lives Matter came into being, there's more racism, there's more dead black people. They don't care about minorities, they care about power. Raw power. That's what it's all about. It's about fundamentally upsetting, turning over society, remaking it in their own hysterical, warped image.
And they're so power trippy, and they're also so mob driven, the Republican leadership as well. They're so cowardly. Don't they get historically, but also in current context? Like you said, I'm worried about the super wave coming back against this. I mean, people are pulling out of the globalist system. They are not giving their money to anything that's establishment now. Everyone I know, including most, quote, minorities, completely see through this.
No, well, I mean, the positive aspect, Alex, is we were talking about Michael Moore earlier. There was an article out today, which I commented on Twitter and on Infowars.com, which is the VMAs, the MTV Video Music Awards, which, of course, now are basically 50% of the time it's lame, anti-Trump, hysterical virtue signaling. The other 50% is trash culture that doesn't fill anybody's hole. The youth are completely empty. They're searching for meaning in anything. They're not getting it out of popular culture. Their viewership, Alex, has halved. Just over the last 3 years, the MTV VMA Music Awards, they've lost half of their viewership.
And they're panicking, then trying to shut us up, but no matter, and let's not brag, but you and I, well, you quit doing videos in protest last few weeks. We've had videos conservatively, even with their censorship, the last week, 20 million views. We're on syndicated radio, 200 stations. We have millions on our own streams, hundreds of thousands on the, 20 million views despite all their censorship. I mean, their stupid MTV award, what, might get a couple million watching it?
No, that's exactly it, and it is sinking fast. The thing about the YouTube censorship is we're probably to blame for it, Alex, because about 6 weeks ago, before they came out with this new level of censorship, which they say from Thursday onwards, or although they're already initiating it, they're going to ban offensive, controversial content. Basically, magazine and others wrote articles months ago picking up on my tweet saying that YouTube, I said it as a joke, is a kind of right-wing safe space because we completely almost monopolized it. Yeah, they still had a lot of viewers on the late-night comedy shows, but if you looked at the comments, if you looked at the thumbs up, the thumbs down, we were completely dominating YouTube. The New York Times writes about it, sends out the bat signal, and then all of a sudden YouTube says, okay, we've really got to clamp down now. So they realized that they were losing. This is Silicon Valley.
But Paul, you remember, remember my thing? I used to say we should be under the radar and not talk about how successful we are, but we've got to do it now. What do you make about, there's like 16 shows the last couple of years I can count. There's like 7 or 8 of them right now, some of them 5 days a week, misrepresenting yours truly and you by name. Straw Man Attacks, this new show on Comedy Central, called the opposition. I mean, they are acting like we are Godzilla attacking Tokyo, man.
No, I mean, it's the intensification of that. I mean, there would be the occasional attack on us, you know, in years past. You know, media masses would constantly attack us. But it was limited.
Sure, and Colbert attack once a month, but not like every other night and yeah, just all attacking.
I mean, I used to be able to write response articles to every hit piece because, I mean, they were still quite regular, but it was, you know, manageable. Now, if I did that, I'd literally need like 100 of me to respond to them all. And it shows that they're petrified because our influence is growing.
And we know that they're really a Islamic / pedophile network.
No, they actually are. It's a huge pedophile network that wants to overthrow Western civilization. They're finally coming out and admitting it. And we're the counterforce and people really rallying behind us.
Yeah, choose prosperity, true free society, wealth, honor, or do we want to choose a bunch under Islamic and pedophile rule and devil worshiper rule? That's why I'm still, a lot of days people say, Alex, why are you co-hosting when Paul's on? Skype's gotten unstable. I'm trying to get him in office. I'm trying to even get some crew member in the U.S. to go over there and help him because he's a great guy, but it's just Skype more and more is cutting out. So while we get the old Skyper going, I'll sit here some more with old Paul. Probably go to phone back up with him. But you never know where he is. I said he's in London. Is he in Spain? He's in Spain a lot. I sit here and I laugh about this because I expected a fight. And I don't see it as losing to be censored or attacked. I see it as winning. But we really are facing the scum of the earth. I mean, we really are facing the worst people on the planet. And then the brainwashed idiots that follow them and believe in them, they don't understand. Prosperity is easy in human civilization. The elites have to get out of the way, though, and let the public have the wealth and have the inventions. But in Africa, in Asia, in Eastern Europe, in Latin America to a great extent, the elites decide to have a permanent ruling wealthy class and to use poverty to control people. And that's where we are. And we're here trying to stop that. Donald Trump's trying to stop that. And I don't know if we really deserve it as a whole, because do we really deserve this amount of decadence? I mean, do we really deserve, you know, to actually have this much advantage if we're not going to appreciate it and if we're just going to continue to bitch and gripe about it all day? But global corporations have done the demographic math. They've already exploited the third world. Now they're going to use that third world to take down the West and cement global hegemonic control. So that's all that's happening. We're funded by viewers like you, and we need a bigger war chest to really expand what we're doing, hire more crew members, launch a lot of new stuff that's going to get around the censors. I'm going to make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have Emmerich's Essentials right now. We've never offered this, and we're just doing it as a huge promotion. 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, we basically don't make any money on that. Total hygiene pack, starter pack, outdoor pack, the great organic sunscreen, the great organic BOA, bug spray. We got 56% off of Supermel Vitality and BioTrue Selenium. You can get them separate or together. That says 56% off. I think that's 45. That might be a typo. No, it's true. Supermel is 50-something, so I guess with the Selenium it is. Because it's 45 with the X2. X2 is 45% off. The BioTrue Selenium with Supermel is 56% off, so that's another. I can't even keep track of all these specials. These are the new specials, but I will tell you, we will end the Supermel Vitality in the next couple days because I know that we're not getting more until maybe late October, early November. And so I do not want to sell out of it. That is the whole point. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And again, we couldn't do any of this without you, the listeners. I was going to get updates from our reporters today down in Houston, but just who knows what's going on down there, you know. They're too busy probably saving people. I know they are. And we sent down some more trucks. A big army truck went down there with Quentin. And so officer drowned in his patrol car in the Harvey floodwaters. They're now starting to find dead bodies. And the water is continuing to rise, ladies and gentlemen. So there's Art Acevedo. He used to be the awesome police chief. And now they're reporting the levees are going to spill into downtown Houston. Hey, has anybody called our reporters? Because I know. Yeah, so Zimmerman's on a helicopter. Okay, we'll get him to get the footage out as soon as possible. What about Clinton? Why don't I just call him and just get an update in the next segment? If you guys don't have his number, just come on in here, and I'll give it to you. And we can call him. We can get a reporter on. We'll do that straight ahead. Paul's having more and more Skype problems. That's why I'm usually in here now riding a shotgun with him. Hell, getting on the phones like an act of Congress. So we'll find out more. Pray for the folks down in Houston. Paul Watson is back, but we better keep him on his line this time. We're gonna keep him on his line. That phone right there ready now.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you women who want to man on the street? Don't know which way you want to turn. Just keep on coming and put your head on to me. Cause I'm the one who's going to make you burn. I'm going to take you down.
And you make me burn. Is Candace Owens. You can check her out on Twitter at Red Pill Black. The YouTube video, which shot to prominence a few days ago in the aftermath of Charlottesville, was entitled "I Don't Care About Charlottesville, the KKK, or White Supremacy." And we've got a clip of that now, if we can go to the clip.
It's obviously the media's fault. I mean, the media is creating this entire narrative, and it is crazy, absolutely. absolutely crazy to me that people have not figured this out yet. I mean, why think we didn't hear a single thing about David Duke, white supremacy, and the KKK the entire time Obama was in office? Do you think that they were all hiding underground, waiting for the next white president, meeting by the light of the moon? Do you really actually believe that they weren't still meeting, holding protests, having rallies and marches? Maybe the media wasn't covering it. Use your brain.
That was Candace Owens with a viral YouTube video. She's also an entrepreneur and a public speaker. Candace, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
Now, before we get into the Charlottesville stuff, your Twitter bio, and I like this, it says, force-fed the red pill, kind of liked it. Now, if we go back a couple of years, you actually started out, not to be rude here, but you started out as something of a social justice warrior, or at least you were accused of being one by some people. Tell us about Social Autopsy and how the fallout from that changed your entire perspective.
Right. So, I mean, it's a big story. I'm going to sort of try to give you the shortened version here so we don't use up all of the time here. But basically, I created a platform somewhat naively about something that I was passionate about, which is just children that are armed with social media and have cell phones. They face a different set of rules, and they go through something that you and I didn't experience when we were in school. I really do think that cell phones and social media can be dangerous, which is why we're seeing so many young kids ages 11 and 12 committing suicide over things like Snapchat. So my goal by creating this sort of passion project was to kind of sort of monitor their behavior on social media in a way that would give them a little more responsibility at that age. Unfortunately, I landed myself directly smack in the middle of the Gamergate scandal. I knew nothing about SJWs. I knew nothing about, trolls and internet anonymity. I was thinking totally outside of that box and landed myself directly in the Gamergate scandal, which I'm sure you guys have covered on the show quite extensively. A woman named Zoe Quinn contacted me within a few hours of us being on Kickstarter, and she basically introduced herself as ground zero of Gamergate and said that anonymous white males attacked her on the internet, and she threatened me and said, take down your Kickstarter or white males are going to come and attack you. Obviously, I refused to take down my Kickstarter. You know, I said, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm not going to just back down. And she grew hysterical and started crying and said, you're going to ruin everything, and sort of this, like, ominous threat. Hung up the phone with her, and within hours, I was inundated on emails by people with these obvious for Trump sort of, just this really vicious, nasty attack, and it was beyond obvious to me that it was being orchestrated by her. And I made that claim on my Twitter account. I said, you know, I don't know anything about the Gamergate scandal, but I can tell you that this girl, Zoe Quinn, is no victim. She is harassing herself. And I did not for a single second believe that these were white men that were trolling me. It was very obviously an organized movement from her, who at the time was the anti-harassment chief for Twitter. Making that assertion, I woke up the next day and the left media was contacting me. I had Louise Mensch from The Guardian trying to get in contact with me, The Washington Post trying to get in contact with me, New York Magazine trying to get in contact with me, all in this coordinated effort to smear my name and to stop the funding of Social Autopsy by likening us to a platform that was going to assist pedophiles, which is what they wrote about me. And they said that, you know, they gaslit me as well, saying that this girl thought Zoe Quinn was harassing herself. You know, she got sucked into the Gamergate myth. And it worked. The people that were once interested in funding us were kind of scared to touch us at that point. When you see any company that's being associated with the word pedophile, you back off. So miraculously, people that were reaching out and telling the true story of what happened was Breitbart, people like Mike Cernovich and the Ralph Retorts, publications and people that are white nationalists were stepping to the plate and defending an African-American entrepreneur who they all told me, we disagree with what you're doing entirely, but what's happening to you is wrong. So obviously it threw me down the rabbit hole. I considered myself a liberal at that time, and I woke up. I was forced fed the red pill. I was forced to face the facts, which is that there.
By the way, Candace, I know about your story, but this is riveting. I want to beg you to come on the full show sometime with Paul and I and share these stories, because I didn't believe it till I saw it protesting the KKK and stuff on video 18 years ago. Later, you learn it was actually leftists leading it. White supremacy was so unpopular that 9 times out of 10, it was literally run by the Southern Poverty Law Center or a big foundation or the ADL. They've since been caught doing it. But it just shows how they tried to set you up, bully you, to make you their cause celeb, and you would have never even known it. Wow. I mean, it's amazing that you sensed it, though, and realized something was going on. How did you sense it? Because this is how they do it. When people show up at liberal colleges, whether it's in the UK or the US or Canada, they herd everybody in when they're 18 and say, there's white supremacists on campus. Get in here. We'll protect you. This is on the news. And they call you in and then put you into a cult in the name of protecting you. That's how you know, gangs work in bad parts of town or prison. They say, you got to be in our gang or you won't be safe. The Aryan Nations, you know, the black nationalists, whatever. Literally, this is cult programming that you expose going down the rabbit hole. I know I'm jumping in, but Paul, what a great guest.
Right.
No, and Alex, I just wanted to follow on from that by asking Candace. I put up a cartoon on my Twitter page yesterday, and it shows a donkey in a suit, obviously representing the Democratic Party, standing in front of a graveyard entitled Chicago Murder Victims, a graveyard full of headstones. And the donkey, Candace, is saying, good news, we removed all of the Confederate statues. Now, of course, this is what you touched on in your viral video. If the left, and this is what Charles Barkley, by the way, was called a white supremacist for, but Candace, if the left and the media really cared about black lives, what would they be telling black people to get energized about? Would it be the fact that 900 black babies are aborted every day in the United States? Would it be the fact that 93% of black murder victims are killed by other black people? Or would it be 200-year-old statues, Candace?
Absolutely. You're right. It's a total distraction. They don't care about the black community. They care about the black vote. The things that are affecting us, which you mentioned, is the fact that there is black-on-black crime. You know, upwards of 90% of the people, black African-Americans that are killed by black people. So crime, education statistics, the prison system, which was basically built by the Clinton campaign, which is why, to me, it's the most fascinating thing in the entire world to learn.
Exactly. The tripling of the black prison population happened since 1993 with the Clinton saying, we're going to bring the super predators to heel, and then they got the nerve, a heel like a dog, they got the nerve to say Donald Trump is the bad guy.
Correct. Absolutely. So it's a tactic. They use us every 4 years, you know, to shepherd, you know, our votes in to the Democratic Party. And they're widening their net now. Now they're using trans people and lesbian, bi. If you're a part of any category, it's all identity politics. And they're using you to feel like you have to care more about the social issues that they themselves are creating, okay? They are funding these protests. They are funding black people getting arrested. And people don't understand. You get arrested protesting like an animal, that's on your record forever. So these black people are going to have difficulty getting jobs, getting into schools. But they don't think that way because, as you mentioned, Alex, they are young. They're all passion and zero intelligence because they don't have real life issues like a mortgage. And it's easy, I guess, for them to just believe that everybody they've ever known is a white nationalist and a racist.
And exactly. And there are some white nationalists and racists out there. Usually they're very poor, mentally ill people that blame everybody for their problems. But what's incredible is it turned out that in Charlottesville, indeed, the entire leadership of the white supremacist groups were, quote, former Obama and former Black Lives Matter and former Occupy just a year ago. No, they weren't just former. It was, and they had State Department officials out there, the first people on the news, directing it all. I mean, it is just amazing how they stage this stuff.
It is amazing. And so, you know, for me, they kick me down, absolutely. But the problem is when you try to kill somebody, you better make sure they're dead. Okay, so unfortunately, by the end of social autopsy, I was clinging to life support, but I'm back, and I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm going to make sure that I reach out to every black person, every community, to wake them up to this disgusting liberal lie and mass brainwashing. And, you know, that's it. They picked out the wrong...
Paul, I'm going to shut up for your amazing guests, but can you get her to recap for people that might have missed that, how they tried to intimidate her with their own threats? First, they reach out as the savior. I'm the savior, and you're going to work under me. Obviously, that woman is just a cutout for a larger intelligence op. That's in the WikiLeaks, large tech companies. And then she gets attacked, and she's supposed to go, oh, you're my savior. That's like somebody on the side of the road, a good-looking woman with her car broke down, and you pull over and you get mugged. I mean, this is literally scams. This is sensational, Paul.
Well, I'm sure Candace will explain it better than I, but that was what gave her the red pill, right, Candice? The fact that you were basically bullied, intimidated by these people who were supposedly on your side to begin with, again exemplifying the fact all they're interested in, Candice, is power. It's not about protecting minorities. It's about furthering their own political agenda, correct?
Absolutely. It is all about power.
Speaking of Kanye West, do you think he's starting to wake up?
He's been awake. I mean, I'm the biggest Kanye West fan. Kanye West has never subscribed to any type of politics. You know, it started with people didn't understand what he was doing when he snatched the trophy from Taylor, you know, Swift on stage, and it seemed awful because she was innocent, but he was saying something that needed to be said.
And so maybe, see, I even bought into mainstream hype attacking him, because the more I learned about him, he was willing to march in there when everybody's against Trump in front of everybody.
He's a genius. Kanye West is a genius, and he's never subscribed to groupthink. He's never subscribed to identity politics. And I wrote very early on, before I got involved in politics, if you understand, if you consider yourself a fan of Kanye West, there's no way that you cannot be supporting Donald Trump. Because what they're both doing is sort of slaying this idea of groupthink, this idea.
And again, I was conned that he was bad, but the more I researched, the guys, they threw him in a mental hospital. They're so scared of him, Paul.
No, exactly, and that's what I wanted to get onto with Candice, because I read an interview with you, Candice, where you talked about being bullied for, quote, acting white. Now, this is something that I wondered about and wanted to investigate for a video, is, you know, the influences on black people of popular culture, of the fact that a lot of it went in the direction of, you know, gangster chic in the late 80s into the 90s in terms of rap and hip-hop music. Do you think that that's just an outlier? Do you think that that had a very real impact on black incarceration rates, the fact that we saw this glorification of violence and criminality through the popular culture? Or do you think that that's more of an outlier and most of it is related to socioeconomics?
I was going to say it's 50-50. It's definitely partially socioeconomics. You know, if you put somebody's back against the wall and they don't have, you know, money to feed their children or, you know, any place to sleep, they're going to commit criminal acts, of course. But these criminal acts are being glorified in the media. This is how the media presents black people always, right, as these gangbangers. You don't see people like me, and there are millions of black people like me who are super intelligent, who don't subscribe to this sort of, you know, gangster mentality, but that we're not given a voice. Instead, Black Lives Matter is given a voice. These people who write these absurd lists of demands are given a voice. And that does seep into your mind that, you know, this is just brainwashing. Everything is brainwashing. So they start to think, okay, well, you know, I'm committing these crimes, and me committing these crimes, it's kind of cool. So it's 50-50. One bleeds into the other, I think, for sure.
No, I mean, that's what I've noticed, Candice. They seem to reserve the most hateful vitriol, I'm talking about the alt left, for smart, educated, successful black people. I mean, The Root, which is a, you know, a black publication, far left, came out and called Charles Barkley a white supremacist, because he said black people should focus more on education and financial success than getting angry over 200-year-old statues. Now, you also covered in the video the fact that your everyday life, your day-to-day activities, you just don't see this race hate, you know, in your interactions with ordinary people. You know, America had 8 years under Obama, a black president, when we heard virtually nothing about the KKK, nothing about white supremacists. Why are we suddenly wall-to-wall hearing about it now?
Because the media is trying to teach people a lesson. You didn't vote the way that we told you to. Obviously, everyone, they wanted their money was invested in Hillary Clinton, okay? They spent time, a lot of time dedicated to labeling Trump as a racist, a sexist, I mean, a rapist at one point. Anything that ended with an ist, Trump was labeled. And they thought that they had the election in the bag. And they lost the election. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to make it seem like all of their baseless threats are real. So now they're going to follow KKK's every move. They're going to follow these sort of extremist rights who represent this much of the population to say to people, look what happened. We warned you that if you voted for Donald Trump, this is what was going to happen. They are going to realize this nightmare. They're going to attempt to, at least, by creating little snippets of day-to-day life that don't represent what the world actually is today. And unfortunately, the majority of people don't know how to think for themselves.
So where does it end? Because you don't want to be called a racist. Everybody kind of keeps getting in line and going along with it. The Republicans get in line with it. And as you experience yourself, we've tracked the ISPs. I've got to do another video on this, on the comments, where there's all this race stuff going on. They'll have the white supremacists and the black supremacists, and it's the same IP addresses with a bot just running race garbage to get everybody fighting with each other.
Right, absolutely. Where it ends, people like me, educated black people, have to stand up and we have to start speaking out. And, you know, I appreciate these characters like Charlie Kirk and Milo Yiannopoulos who go out on campus and they speak up for conservatives. But it's not about going on these campuses and speaking to conservatives. It's about going on these campuses and speaking to liberals. And that's something that white people, unfortunately, can't do without being labeled a white nationalist. But you're going to be hard pressed when you dig into my family and where I came from to label me a white nationalist and the things I have lived through to label me a white nationalist. So it's incumbent upon people like me, okay, who have the street cred, to get out there and start educating our people to wake up from this dream, this, you know, this complete lie.
And I've read some of your family history, which you talked about in the interview, Candice. You were far from privileged. Your family had its problems socioeconomically. But again, you say, here's a quote which I enjoyed: you keep a group captive by keeping it divided against itself. You also said, our programming can only be overridden by real experiences, which is what you talked about in the video. How much of this, you know, moral panic, this hysteria over racism, is the result of black people and white people just not talking to each other and instead being told how to view others by the media, by
people? Well, that's the victory, is totally dividing everybody, where you can't even have a prayer vigil now without being beaten up by crazy, virtue-signaling white people wanting to show they're not racist, so they go beat up some Christian guy that has nothing to do with white supremacism as they spit all over him. I mean, this is mind control.
Right, it is mind control. And to answer Paul's question, this programming, the only way that it's going to get overridden, because it's crazy to me, like you said, that people actually place more stock in what they're being told versus what they're experiencing. So that is to say that if you look on the news and it says it's pouring rain and you walk outside and it's sunshine, these people will look at you and say, it's pouring rain, which is like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, you have to remind people that they should be placing more stock in what they are feeling, what they are actually experiencing.
And their own instincts, their own common sense. They're exactly like you. That, in fact, that's the essence of what we do. You just crystallized it. I was thinking about this last night. It's just about going off what you actually experience, not off what you're fed.
Right, and if I believed in what CNN was telling me every night, what if I stepped one foot out my front door, okay, there would be a KKK member, you know, calling me the N-word and threatening to kill me. That's just not what happens every day. That's not the correspondence.
But it does seem like they're trying to cause the whiplash to get some people to actually do that. And you read the WikiLeaks, they say, we're losing, the people are waking up, what do we do? Well, they say culture war. That's a fancy word for race war. I don't see it happening, but in a minority of easily suggestible people who run the span of skin color, it's going to have them flip out and start going out and shooting congressmen and stuff. So where do you think this ends?
Like I said, it's a movement. I consider it a 5x5x5 movement. My goal is to wake up 5 people, have them wake up another 5 people, 5 black people. My focus is the African-American community. And at the end of the day, if you can't control the African-American community and you can't control the minorities, the game is lost for the liberals. It really is. It's all they've got left. Is the separation in identity politics.
And Alex, I mean, that's what Michael Moore was talking about yesterday when he said, yeah, we just have to get rid of all the white people, then we've got it locked down forever. If we educate the black people, then it's not going to be as easy for them. You know, Trump got way more black support than Mitt Romney did. The other aspect is, Candice, you know, never have people been so transfixed and enraged about history while simultaneously knowing so little about it. Like Martin Luther King's speeches. We had the anniversary yesterday of the March on Washington. It's all about integration, treating people as you wish to be treated. It's about true equality. Black Lives Matter, they try and segregate people. You've got white progressives who say, stay in your lane, don't say anything about Black Lives Matter unless you're given permission. They're the ones pushing segregation, the very opposite.
You just said it. It's the white knight controllers, and I'm not making it racial, that's what it is. It's social engineers, all about power, as you said, who cold-bloodedly know what they're doing, where they can then dictate to everyone they're the high priest. It's a new religion. It's a cult.
It is absolutely cool. I couldn't agree more. Everything you're saying is spot on, especially in terms of them knowing nothing about their own history. They celebrate these figures, you know, like Malcolm X, right? Black Lives Matter. They love Malcolm X. Malcolm X is, you know, number one who told you about the liberal tricks. You know, he said, you know, you have to stay away from liberals. They'll kind of get you drinking the Kool-Aid and they'll have you thinking that the people that are oppressing you are your friends and the people that are being oppressed are your enemies. And that's literally what is happening right now. So they only know sound bites of their history, which is a huge problem. And again, another area that I can inject myself in helping African Americans and other minorities wake up.
Where does your gut tell you? I'm sorry to crash your interview, Paul. It's just so powerful. Plus, you're having Skype problems. This is my last question. Please come on the full show. I want to get you both on. I try to get Paul on all the time. People love Paul. He's kind of being pushed off YouTube right now. I think he should do more live stuff. Let's do it on our own streams and our own radio stations because he's being censored on YouTube. But clearly, censorship's where they're coming. More demonization. I think they're going to false flag, you know, blow up a black college or something, God forbid. I mean, I can just get in the mind of these globalists that are against humans, period. They're psychopaths. Right. They want to play us off against each other. They could be a Chinese psychopath, a African psychopath, a German psychopath. Psychopaths are all the same. They're less than 1% of the population, but they tend to run everything. So where, how are they going to hit us? Because I think they're losing right now.
They're losing. They're massively losing. You need but turn off CNN to understand that they're losing. Like I said, I'm one person. I go away, another 10 pop up. You know, you try to censor Diamond and Silk, you know, I pop up, you know. I don't know what their next move is. I just see them as losing. I see it. They're fighting an uphill battle right now because they're getting more and more out of their minds. It's just more and more outrageous. I mean, look at that list of demands that was created by the Black Lives Matter leader of the Louisville chapter. She co-founded that chapter in Louisville. And you cannot read that, even if you're a Black Lives Matter supporter, and go, okay, we're kind of jumping off the deep end here. So I don't know what they're next. I do think that they will do something incredibly aggressive, like we saw in Charlottesville. But like I said, the people are waking up, and my voices, we're getting louder, and theirs are going to eventually get smaller.
I can't believe they're so bold that all the white nationalists are, like, working for Obama a year ago. I mean, how obvious is that?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Paul, I've taken over the interview, but go ahead.
No, I mean, we had one of them on the show who worked for Occupy Wall Street a year ago, so you're right, very suspicious. The other thing is, this Confederate general, Robert E. Lee, and this was the New York Times that reported this, by the way, not the Daily Stormer, he actually called slavery evil in a letter that he wrote. He freed black slaves on his own plantation. So, you know, I'm not saying he's a saint, but if that's the big racist, hateful icon that they want to tear down. Again, it's a fundamental misunderstanding of history. I mean, Candice, again, it comes back to what Charles Barkley said. Why are they so enraged about 200-year-old statues? Because they're being told to be by the media. You called them out by name in your video. They're contriving this. They're fanning the flames of hysteria.
Absolutely, and they are doing their best to create a race war because that will best serve them in the 2020 election. But I don't think it's going to work, and unfortunately for people like you and I, who you really don't even have to be super educated, just a little educated and think for yourself. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch these sort of fake narratives, and then when you call out these fake narratives, to be accused of being an Uncle Tom and a coon. Well, guess what? I've owned the word coon now. My entire vlog series is entitled The Myth of the Coon, because that word is a myth, and it's meant to teach black people to hate people within their own race that have figured out the game, that have figured out the globalist game. That's why these words like coon and Uncle Tom are the first things that are thrown at people like Dr. Ben Carson, who is extremely accomplished and someone that we should be celebrating. People like Condoleezza Rice, who's extremely accomplished and educated and someone that we should be celebrating, are basically told that they're not black. Our black hearts get stripped away for being educated. How sad is that? How enchained and enslaved are African-American minds? That is the result.
All groups do this. You know, back when I was successful in talk radio and I tried to build up other talk show hosts, I would learn that they would get mad and try to pull me down because they just didn't like somebody who was more successful. You have to once you transcend, it's not a race of people, we're all humans, kind of the loser group, then you get it's all about people that want to be successful and make others successful. And that's what's sad is they freeze people down these victim areas where they think that's their identity. No, your identity is not being a victim. If you've got a good attitude and you move forward, you're going to find other people that have a good attitude. You got a bad attitude, I don't care what color you are, you're going to be unsuccessful.
Absolutely, I agree.
Paul, final comment?
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds left. Candice, just tell people where they can find you on YouTube and Twitter.
At Red Pill Black, at Red Pill Black on Instagram, the handle at Red Pill Black. It'll also just be kind of, you know, personal stuff. Patreon if you want to donate so I can keep making videos, patreon.com/RedPillBlack.
I want to see that explode. I want to see 100,000 people on there. Please come back on with both of us. Paul, I'll talk to you right after the show. Thank you so much. Great to talk to you. Red Pill Black. That's an amazing name. We'll be back. Stay with us. We got a lot more coming up. Dave and I tomorrow, 8 a.m.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across